You ever have one of those days where it seems like everything's against you? I'm having one of those days today. You can have a seat. I'll just tell you, because I don't hide anything. I don't care. And you probably don't care to know, but I'm going to tell you anyway. It's been a wild last couple of days. We've been trying to kind of keep Aaron and the baby by themselves so that they can try to get some stuff straightened out. And that means I've been in charge of four other little girls under the age of eight. You're probably not the only one. They probably are too, to be honest with you. And it's like, I know there were people that stopped by the house for a minute last night that probably thought that a bomb had gone off and wondered why in the world we would have our house to look like that. Or I don't know. I went upstairs at one point. I just went down for a second. I came back. The next thing I know, my living room floor is covered in Pop-Tarts. You know, I didn't even know we had Pop-Tarts, you know. And they're there, you know, and some of them they've been eating on, but they, you know, it's been wild. And so then I got them to bed last night, and Jad here and I, we've worked, and Jen and I have been talking over the stuff for today and this prayer service thing to start off 2015. And, you know, Chad and I got together yesterday morning and talked through some stuff, and I had some notes together, and I worked on those a little while longer, while I could, and then went up, you know, hung out with the girls the rest of the day, and then I got them to bed last night, and I was going to go finish that, and I opened my computer up, and it locked up, and it was still locked up when I gave up on it at 3 o'clock this morning, I think. You know, it's just been one of those deals. And so finally I was like, you know what, we're just going to wing it. So guess what, a little bit shorter service today. Congratulations. Some of you. Yeah. So the heart behind today, for those of you that don't know, 24 was 10 years old on January the 2nd, here just a few days ago, which is just honestly insane to me. That's crazy. Yeah. And that's a God thing. That is a complete God thing. Glory to Him for what He's done through the people of 24 Church. When we talk about the church, we're talking about the people. We're not talking about buildings. We're glad to have a building. We thank God for it, but it is not what we hang our hat on. It is about Him. It is about, and specifically the church is about His body, the people of the church. And so, to kind of start this year off, you know, we're going to celebrate the anniversary stuff. We're going to do that starting next week, so to speak, and not say you can't, today, go out and have some Mexican food on the 10th anniversary, whatever, and call it a celebration. Whatever you want to do, I don't care. But starting next weekend, we're going to be doing some stuff. We'll talk about that later in the service. But today, I wanted us to get to start off this first service of the year, a chance for us to focus on God. And it'd be real easy to make it about 24, what's happened. It's done. And we're going to do those things. We're going to share the things that God has done so that He's glorified in those things. Looking forward to that kind of stuff. But today I wanted us to be able to start out as the church, as the body of believers, as the bride of Christ, with a chance and an opportunity for us to focus on Jesus, to focus on God. And so today we're going to pray a few times throughout the service today. They're going to kind of continue to lead us in spending time with God and worshiping. And I just encourage you that as we sing, we're singing those things to Him. It's not just for the sake of us singing or getting to hear good music or whatever it is. And so I just challenge you, spend that time with the Lord. Don't neglect the chance and the opportunity that you have in front of you. I've been looking through different prayers in Scripture, and we see a lot of different prayers. We see a lot of people praying in Scripture. We see Jesus praying in Scripture. And we see other people, and we see prayers written out. And I've studied through the Psalms some this week and kind of keeping with some of that. And I had some of that to share with you today. Well, I lost it, and I can't remember it. So, good luck. Go read the Psalms, I guess, is a good way to do that. There you go. It's good to have you up here with me. Uh, But I got to looking at one prayer, and I don't know if it's really a prayer necessarily. It's kind of headlined that way in the scripture, in the book of Ephesians. We've got this passage that Paul shares in chapter 3. And I'm not doing a normal message today and all that kind of stuff, but I wanted to share just this little bit of this passage with you out of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. And the headline of it is Prayer for Spiritual Strength, and it says this. It says, "For this reason I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of His glory He may grant you to be strengthened with power through the Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Isn't that awesome? I think for us, we just get so busy. We neglect one of the most simple pieces of our faith, which is just getting to spend time with God and getting to spend time with Him in prayer. And so this morning, I want to kind of start us, you know, kind of get us going in that frame of mind of, you know, maybe you haven't spent time with God lately. Maybe you haven't prayed lately. Maybe you haven't just sat in silence lately like we did a little while ago with the screens talking to us there. You know, but I want us to take just a second, and I want us to get to do that, and I want us to approach the throne of our Creator. So let's do this. Let's pray together, and let's pray specifically today, right now, for God to continue to lead us as His church, that we would follow Him, that we would be faithful to Him, and that we would seek His mission over our mission. Our mission would be His mission, that He would lead us in that and seeing what that looks like, and that we would be faithful to follow Him in that. Let's pray together. I'll give you just a minute. Maybe you just need to pray for just a second right where you are. I want to give you just a minute to do that. Maybe you need to get something off your chest and just talk with the Lord. Take just a second and do that right now.
How God has used 24 Church to be the hands extended, His hands and feet extended. And I'm humbled this morning to be a part of that. I'm so thankful that God led us to 24 Church a few years ago. And what God has been able to do through this church has just amazed me, that we can come to church and not just sit and be in a building, but we can be a church that's actually alive, that God is using in this community and around the world to bring glory to His name. And we've had the opportunities to work at Service Sunday and at different individuals' homes and just in working with individuals. And have seen how God has worked in their lives just by us opening our hearts. And I'm so thankful for the challenge, because we're talking about getting busy this morning. We get so comfortable being who we are. We get so comfortable in our routine, and if something disrupts it, heaven forbid, you know, it's like it throws us in a whirlwind. And I'm so thankful this morning that God has used 24 and has allowed us to sometimes become uncomfortable to be a blessing. And I think I'm challenged this morning to want this year to be even more uncomfortable, you know, because I know that's where God's going to use us, you know. And sometimes I know we're hesitant to step out and to let the Lord lead, but I'm thankful for the opportunity to be able to do that, and I'm thankful to be challenged in this place to serve the Lord, to serve God, to serve, to love on people, to live gospel, and to see what that looks like, you know, on a weekly basis, not just in this meeting, but throughout our lives. And I'm just thankful for that.
Y'all bow with me. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, you know my heart. You know the man I am. But Father, in light of the truth of your word that tells us to come boldly before the throne of grace, Father, that's why I come. No merit, seeking no reward, but simply to ask that you continue to protect your church. Father, throughout history, our enemy has sought to, Lord, to destroy your people. Our enemy has sought to bring an end to your plan. But Father, as the words of the prophet, Lord, your mercies are new every morning. Your compassions do not fail. Great is your faithfulness. So, Father, because of your faithfulness, we ask that you continue to protect your church, Lord, all over this world. There's many who meet in secret and Lord, for fear of their lives. Father, I pray that you will grant them strength, grant them boldness. And Father, while they, Lord, while they hide in fear and seeking you, Father, in our complacency, we worship in the open and don't follow you. Forgive us. So, Father, I ask that you will help your church to be your arms extended, your hands and your feet. Help us not to shy away from the task that's at hand. Help us to seek you, to honor you, and to glorify you in our actions and our attitudes. And Father, we pray these things in the name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. And Father, I look forward to the day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen.
It's Donnie and Wendy Hunter, by the way, if you didn't know. Wendy will out hunt you, by the way, if you didn't know. Don't challenge her to anything having to do with a gun or a bow and arrow. So, we're thankful for you guys, thankful for your testimony of what God has done in your life. I want to share another thing. I'm going to kind of mix a little bit up how I did this last time. I want to share a need. You know, last weekend we talked about being faithful with what we've been given. In the weeks to come, especially a couple weeks from now, we're going to be sharing a lot of things that God is leading us to do as a church. Some pretty exciting stuff, and we full on believe that God wants to continue to grow and use this church for His glory, for His kingdom, to lead people to Jesus that have never heard the gospel, that we could make disciples, that we could live for His glory as a church. And we know He wants to continue to do great things. But that means, a lot of times, being faithful with what we've been given. And just like we talked last week, I think that there's probably still some things within our church body that we as a church are going to have to be faithful with before we see God be faithful in giving us more. God's not going to give us more to some degree that that the whole thing's going to crash down and burn. If it's for His glory, if He wants to continue to use this church, we know that He's going to protect us from things like that. At the same time, truth be known, as His Word shows us, a lot of times He's kind of waiting on us to be faithful with the things that He's given us right now. And so one of the things that I want us to pray for this morning that we're going to take just a minute and pray for is actually one of our ministries here as a church. And we have many ministries that go on and a lot of things happening. And you saw me, well, if you were in second service last week, you got to see me cry about, some of the things God's laying on my heart with the poverty that's close to us and all those types of things. But one of the things that we have is that we have a great ministry to families in this community that can come here and hear the gospel, and that their children can hear the gospel. And specifically speaking with our kids ministry today, and I want to pray for our kids ministry today. So actually, I went to Elena and I said, how could we pray for specifics within the kids ministry, right now? And of course, she was kind of taken back first and said, well, I want to continue to be gospel centered, Christ centered, with everything that we do and that we teach and those kinds of things. But she said, there's some needs. And I said, well, tell me specifics with needs. How can I communicate to our people who may not know what the real needs are? And she said, well, honestly, if we could have two people in every one of our kids' rooms to be willing to step up this year, that would be committed every week to be a solid rock, firm foundation type person in the lives of these kids that are coming and hearing the gospel and those kinds of things, she said, that would be wonderful. And I thought to myself, two is really not that many for each room. There's four rooms, not talking about the kids' church stuff, but the other rooms, so we're talking, around 10 of those or whatever, 8 of those. I said, what if we did three? What if we prayed that God would lay it on the hearts of three people for each room? So, talking 12 people plus, she said, we've got this need in our kids' church where, we need people that can help lead music, that can help lead songs for our kids to sing. And what's happened is my wife and other people end up getting pregnant, and, you see what happens around 24. If you've been around 24 for any length of time, we just have a lot of pregnant people all the time. Which is a great thing. At the end of the day, she's really going without right now in that particular category with our kids church ministry, and just kind of having a need for people that could help lead songs. You may not be the person, but you might be. And so I want us to pray this morning. I want us to pray that God would begin to cultivate in the hearts of people that we would be faithful with what He's given us right now. Because the truth is I've been in ministry long enough, I've been a believer long enough to see God work, and I know in my heart that there's just certain things that God's going to hold the reins back on until we're faithful with the things that He's given us right now. And so one of those things for us is our kids ministry, that we together could be good kids ministers. And you might say, I never thought I'd be a kids minister. I completely understand. But I'll tell you, man, you talk about one of the most amazing opportunities to get to share the gospel. And you might say, well, Chris, I don't feel comfortable sharing the gospel. I'm maybe a newer believer, or, I'm just not sure. I don't know what to say. Let me tell you something. The way that joker is set up over there, you could take the lesson plan that they have that is very simple to follow, and probably in 15 or 20 minutes be able to turn around and regurgitate the gospel in a way that those children would understand it. And this is something that Jesus instructed us to do. Remember the disciples? Remember them kind of holding the kids back from Jesus? And Jesus is like, no. Bring them on to me. We're getting a chance to bring them on to Him. Let's be faithful with that. If God lays that on your heart, I just encourage you that you would pray about that. You would seek Him. That you'd say, you know what? I'll come and do it every week. I mean, the truth is you serve one service and you come to worship the other service. There's a lot of churches that just wish that they could do that. They had that set up where they could serve and worship in the same Sunday. So I want us to pray about that. I also want to pray one more thing, and this is specifically about Elena. Elena has struggled, you know, for a little while now, just trying to figure out if she's in the right place of ministry at this time in her life. She's had a lot of life change in the past year or whatever. She's been, and I'm sharing this with her permission, hope you know. But she's been struggling with whether or not to be the kids minister. And so as of this week, after a lot of counsel and prayer and talk, she has stepped down from that position. She's going to continue to hang with us for the next month or so and try to help us transition and all that. But I want to pray for her. I want to pray that God would show her and lead her to what he's leading her to do. Plus, I want us to pray for our church that God would lead us to who is going to be our children's minister. And so those are big things for us to pray together, and very appropriate, I think, on a morning like today, especially after a week where we just talked about being faithful with what God has given us to do, for us to pray for those things. So let's pray for those things right now. God, I pray that you would speak to the hearts of your people. And God, I pray that whatever you would lead any of us to do, that we would be faithful in serving you. If it's helping to teach the gospel, God, I pray that we would be faithful with it. God, I pray that we would not be afraid of the sacrifice that comes with it. God, I pray that we would be willing to get out of our comfort zones, Lord, and just follow you with whatever you lay on our hearts. God, if it's kids hearing the gospel, if it's leading kids in songs, if it's helping get kids to the bathrooms, if it's wiping noses, if it's changing diapers, whatever it is, Lord, I pray that you would use us, Lord, and it would be a greater part of the ministry that you've called us to as 24 Church. Lord, I pray that we would be faithful with what you've given us right now. And God, I pray that in our faithfulness, Lord, that you would see fit to allow us to minister to more. Lord, in our faithfulness, God, I pray that you would work and that you would be glorified, and Lord, that it would all be about you. Lord, I pray that that ministry would always be Christ-centered. Lord, we pray for whoever it is that you're going to lead to us, Lord, to be that person to help lead that ministry. And God, we lift up Elena to you today, God, and we ask, Lord, that you would just have your hand on her, and that you would work in her heart and her life and show her, Lord, what it is that you're leading her to as well. Lord, thank you for her. Thank you for the blessing that she's been. Thank you for the work that she's done. And Lord, use her for your glory. God, may all of this, and especially our kids' ministry, God, may it always point to the cross. May it always point back to you, and may we be reminded of who you are, how great you are, in the sacrifice that you made in sending your son to die for us. God, thank you for the chance that, Lord, we have to know you, to be saved, to be forgiven. Lord, thank you for what you've done. Lord, may we be faithful in what you've called us to do. In your name I pray. Amen. Let's get some light up in the room. I want to see everybody here pretty good. I'm going to do something real quick, and I promise... I promise I'm not going to try to like embarrass anybody, call anybody out on this kind of a thing or whatever. That's not at all my hope or goal. Do you trust me? Do you trust me? No. Come on. What am I supposed to do with that? In the first service, one guy said yes, and everybody else just sat and stared at me. And I was like, come on, you know? All right, so here's the deal. It's a prayer service, all right? It's a prayer service. Now, I know how everybody gets freaked out about, oh, my gosh, we're going to, like, go meet somebody I've never met before, and I'm going to have to pray with them or something. I'm not having you do that necessarily, okay? But follow me, and you can trust me, okay? You can trust me. Here's what I do want to do. There are people here that, without a shadow of a doubt in my heart, need somebody to pray for them. Going through something, dealing with something. Maybe it's something nobody knows anything about. Maybe it's a sin in your life right now. You recognize that it's been overcoming you, and you recognize you need help. Like, you need God to intercede in your life and help you overcome that thing. Truth is, by the way, we need God to do that with all sin in our life, okay? But I want us to take a second, and I want us to get to pray, okay? And here's what I want to do. If you're in that boat, that you could use somebody to pray for you. If you're in that boat, that you could use somebody to pray for you. Would you just raise your hand? I'm not going to try to embarrass you. I'm not going to call you and ask you and say, tell everybody right now what it is. Just raise your hand right now, everybody, that needs just somebody to pray for them right now. We've got several, okay? Awesome. Good deal, okay? Good deal. You put your hands down. I'm not trying to embarrass you. Now, here's what we're going to do. Trust me, okay? Trust me. What I'm going to have you do is if you raised your hand, or even if you didn't raise your hand, but you're knowing in your heart right now, you're like, man, I need somebody to pray for me. Like, I could use that more than anything right now. Like, that would be the thing that above all things would, man, it would be so awesome, just somebody to intercede and ask God to work in my life kind of deal. Ask God to intercede, I should say. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask in just a second for you to stand if you want somebody to pray for you. And here's what we're going to do. Everybody is going to stand in just a second, okay? But they're going to need to see the people that need somebody to come pray for them, okay? And what we're going to do, they're going to come to you. I don't even care if you talk. You don't have to talk. You don't have to open your mouth. You don't have to tell them what you need prayer for. I don't care. Now, if it's me and I'm going to have a chance of like a dozen people to pray for me today, I'm going to tell them something. I mean, you can even be vague. Just be like, I got a struggle. I got a sin. Whatever. I got a wife. I don't know. You know, whatever it is, you know. You know, sorry. It's so tempting for me to say a lot of things sometimes, you know. But whatever it is, you know, I want you to take the opportunity, and I want us as a church to come around these people, and I want us to lift them up. I want us to pray for them. And you don't have to pray out loud. You can pray in silence. I'm gonna recommend that you lay a hand on their shoulder. If you can't get near them, you lay your hand on the shoulder of the person in front of you that's laying their hand on their shoulder or whatever it is, and let's just pray for them. And like I said, when the people come around you, if you want to share something, share it. You know, be brief. Tell them what they can pray for you about, or just say, just pray, you know, or don't say anything, you know, whatever it is, okay? And so right now, if you need somebody to pray for you, I want you to stand up, okay, real quick. You're not going to stand by yourself for very long. All right. Everybody else, you see where they are. You come around them and you pray for them right now, okay? This is a great opportunity. Let's don't let this opportunity pass us by. Let's come and pray around these people right now.